Amy Webb and Good Without. I really like that. And before that was Fast Car from 2017. It is Alison with you. It's 11:28 in the morning. And yes, I am being a little bit selfish now, but we're talking about renovations. And Clodagh Doyle from Placelift in Enniskerry in Wicklow joins us now. And Clodagh, how are you?
I'm good, Alison. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Now I am being a little bit selfish because we're in the middle of this. Well, not in the middle of it. What am I saying? We only started about 9 days ago, but there's nothing left of the house. That's all. I just have a shell.
A blank canvas.
But Clodagh, it is something that in the last year and a half we've read so much about, and I suppose also property prices now deterring people maybe from selling and instead looking at renovating the properties that they already have and giving them kind of a facelift. So we thought it was actually a good time, and I know from the reaction of, I'm putting stories up about my own house on Instagram, like lots of people are reacting to it. So we thought it would be perfect time to have you on the show. And I was just wondering if we could start with like the first things people should consider before investing their time and money in a renovation.
Okay, yeah. So look, I think there's a quote that always resonates with me when it comes to renovating, and that's failing to plan is planning to fail. So really the first thing I think is, you know, planning, you know, taking your time, you know, being very clear about what you want. Get, like, for example, if you, whether you're single or, you know, you have a family, you have pets, you need to factor in everything. So sit down and, you know, compile a wish list of what you, you know, what you think will really work. What can help with this, I suppose, is looking at your home now and kind of saying, well, what's not working with it?
Right.
What do I not like about it? It's also wise to consider if there's something you do like about it, because you want to keep that element, you know, and factor that into the scheme as such. So then, you know, space and storage is usually a big problem. And what you need to do there is you need to tease out whether you really need to, whether you need an extension or not, or whether you can actually work with what you have. So cleverly reconfigure your existing space, you know. So really then, when you do with the planning, then the best thing then is kind of like to compile a brief.
And that's okay.
Pen to paper, just, you know, putting down. And what's helpful here is maybe do it on a room-by-room basis, and maybe under headings of, you know, exterior, front, exterior, rear, you know, if there's something in the garden. But on a room-by-room basis, what you'd ideally, you know, in the ideal world, what you'd love
to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think, Clodagh, that's the thing, like, because it is overwhelming when it's like a whole project, you know, some people might be doing one extension down the bottom or double or whatever. But if you do take it space by space, it is a little bit more digestible.
It is. So like bite-sized chunks, break it down. This will make it easier. And it'll get kind of everything out of your head and you know, your family, what they're thinking as well. Just get it all out on the paper. That'll help. And then really, I suppose, you know, the next thing is the dreaded budget, you know.
Yes.
You know, how much will you need? And you've probably experienced this with your own. But I suppose, look, there's no magic formula. But I suppose what you really need to do is you need to focus on balancing your needs and wants with the budget.
Yes.
Now, that's not easy, you know.
You know too well.
So look, to be honest, most homeowners struggle with this aspect because, you know, how are they supposed to know how much things cost? Especially if you're not used, if you haven't renovated before. And even now during these times, you know, you're hearing that, you know, prices are going up with materials and all that. So look, it's, you know,
there's a shortage of materials as well.
100%, exactly. That's it. Yeah. So I suppose, you know, you need to think about what you've saved and be realistic about, you know, what can you afford?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're considering finance, you know, that's okay as well, but you need to factor in that can take time, you know, to get over the line. So look, every project also needs some form of contingency. That's just something, it's a safety net. So you need to factor that in as well. But really, you know, you shouldn't really compare renovations, say, with your neighbour down the road, because every house is different and has different requirements. So you really need to talk to professionals. You need to reach out to a builder and chat with them, architect or a quantity surveyor. And, you know, by having all your brief as such, that'll help the process and help them to help you.
And I think, Clodagh, the thing is with renovations as well, I was surprised at, well, first of all, obviously COVID took it and made it, you know, delays for us. But I was surprised at how many variables there were as in far as, you know, people you needed to get involved. Like, you know, if you wanted a QS, if you wanted, you know, we do need an engineer, if, you know, you've got your architect. So I think people maybe need to think of that as a separate kind of budget, all that stuff before you even start building.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, some projects will need an engineer if you're removing a structural wall, others won't. but you know, you mightn't realise the factor that in. So yeah, you need to think of the bigger picture. Like, for example, if you're getting a new kitchen, it's not just about the new kitchen. It's, you know, you're going to need first fix electrics, first plumbing, and then tiler and floor. You know, there's so many different variables, like you say, that you need to think of. Yeah.
And what about, Clodagh, like something that I think I really do get the feeling that not a lot of people know about grants that are available to them?
Yes. So
myself included.
Yes. No, that's it. It's, I suppose, you know, it is advertised, but you kind of don't, you know, if you're not involved in that area as such. But really, you know, the best source of information is from the SEAI website.
Yes.
So here you'll find a wealth of information, and, you know, it's all about reducing your energy costs and your greenhouse emissions. And then and also they'll have what specific grants are available to you.
Mm.
So it's an easy site to maneuver. You just click on home grants. And then I suppose, you know, just a few things to know there is that you need to apply for the grants before the works are completed. And you
yes.
also need to ensure that your contractor is registered. So, a really helpful thing there can be to engage with a BER assessor. So most people are familiar, I suppose, with the BER rating, and you get an advisory report with that. That's fairly generic. So you go a step further and you get a more specific, it's called like an upgrade energy report. It's more specific to your home, and that'll really equip you to know kind of, okay, what can I do, and you know, what sort of costs, you know, may be involved in this. And then with the grants, then on the website, you can see, like, for example, their insulation grants.
So yeah.
Yeah, there's grants there for wall insulation, attic insulation, you know, €400 for an attic, €400 for a cavity wall.
I mean, it all
wall.
Helps. Like, it all
it
helps.
All
definitely.
Helps. Exactly.
Yeah.
It really does.
And I
yeah.
think, Clodagh, you know, when people think of renovations, and actually there's a few questions here, so I'll get to them quickly, but, there, you know, people kind of think of, like, the shiny new taps and the new kind of,
they
you
do.
Know, the sinks and stuff. And that's
yeah.
exciting, and that's the sexy stuff. But there's, like, the non-sexy stuff, which is good bang for your buck, which is, as you've just mentioned, if you're renovating, doing, you know, proper insulation and all that.
Yes, and like I said, it's not the exciting stuff. You know, everyone wants the finished results, you know, the Insta-worthy photos, you know, your kitchen and living room, you know. But look, it's so important. Your BER, you know, it really does matter. It adds to the value of your home, but also, you know, it's going to make your home more comfortable, more enjoyable, you know, the way in the long term. So it is worth it, but it will eat into your budget, you know, it's so important to factor it in.
Definitely.
So,
sorry. So can I cut across and just do two questions that came in, or a few questions that came in here? This is interesting, actually, Clodagh. You might not, and I'm not sure if you know, but when renovating a kitchen, is there anywhere to donate parts of the old kitchen, says Anne, actually? I was wondering about that myself.
Yeah, good question, because, like, it's sinful, you know, seeing a kitchen that could be possibly repainted, but just the homeowner is just sick of the look of the actual door or whatever, you know? So look, we definitely, we've come across even some of our customers in the past that have reached out to the likes of Dundeal and adverts.ie, and they do it that way themselves. We don't get involved in it, but it's great, you know,
to
someone
do,
else gives it a new home and a facelift and is delighted with it. So
absolutely.
And recycle it, yeah.
A woman named Margaret got in touch and said they are extending the house, but they want to reduce the sound from next door as they live in a semi-detached. Is there soundproofing solutions that you would recommend?
Yeah, no, there are, but I suppose, look, you know, it really would be, you know, a specific survey there to see exactly what would be required, but there definitely is. That's just something you need to highlight at the outset, factor into your budget, but there are solutions to that for sure.
Absolutely. And do you find, Clodagh, as well, like, that, you know, with your line of work, is it mostly people are sort of doing deep guts or just trying to improve one part of the house?
Look, to be honest, it really depends on the individual situation and their budget, you know. So, for example, you know, you can imagine there's people out there who have bought new homes and they've paid a lot for them, and now they're left with a limited amount of money to do what they can. And some of these homes are, like, for sure, they're fixer-uppers, but like, they don't have the budget or they're unable to borrow more. So it's a case of, okay, what can we do now to move in and live in it, you know, as comfortable as possible, and then we'll aim later on to do it. So there's a bit of that, and then there's another situation whereby, you know, if they buy a home and they do have the budget and they want to literally, you know,
hit
the ground
running,
go to start again, exactly, blank canvas, like we said, and just not move in until it's completely finished, you know. So it really it depends on the individual circumstances and their budget. Really,
it is exciting, it is fun, but it is, like, daunting as well. So that's all great advice. We're going to put it up as a podcast after the show, Clodagh. Thank you so much.
Great.
Place Lift in Enniskerry and Wicklow, Clotted Thanks Oil. Thank you so awesome. Much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.